Belov reporting from Delta State. And some of you are sending your comments on the corruption perception report that we just covered. Akwasi Ampong says it will take a miracle in Africa for leaders to continue milkers, irrespective of the public outcry. I can also see some comments coming up on our Facebook page, but my colleague here, Mim Mefo, will read them shortly after this break.
You're listening to Africa Link, the program that explores Africa's top stories. We are coming to you live from our studios in Bonn, Germany. I am Mimi Mefo.
And my name is Isaac Mugabe. You can also be part of today's program by joining a debate on our Facebook page, DW Africa. Mimi, I think we can, you know, time to give a shout out to our followers on Facebook.
On Facebook, we have a good number of them. We also have Sidonie Destimora. She says that she's listening from Lim. We have Yeba Stephen. Thank you so much for joining. Monjo Orianos is also joining us there live on our Facebook page, DW Africa. And we also have Lamin Jamer listening from Italy. Isaac.
Yeah, Kevin Hernandez also is wondering whether there's any news for on Cameroon. I think you're better placed to answer this question, Mimi, since you come from that part of Africa.
A lot is happening not just in Cameroon, but across the continent. That is why we are here covering other events happening in Africa. And coming up in the next 15 minutes, we take you to Zambia, where parents are thinking twice employing caregivers, or better still, house helps.
That's better. We look for the alternative schools where they take care of our babies instead of employing a maid.
Now, if you want to know the details of how housemaids are becoming a nightmare to the parents in Zambia and other parts of Africa, stick around for this particular story. But first, to Rwanda, where Albert Nabonibo, a 36-year-old gospel singer who came out as gay 4 months ago and faced public rejection or stigma in a conservative country, is now putting his credentials together to vie for a parliamentary seat in Rwanda's lower house of deputies.
When Nabonibo came out, he was first fired from his job where he worked as an accountant in a beverage distribution company, and was also forced by his landlord to leave a house he rented in Kigali suburb in what he called persecution. Nabonibo now wants to go to parliament and push in legislation that would ensure equal opportunities for all in the country. From Kigali, Alex Karambi tells us more.
I meet